with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the UN Human Rights Chief has called for a quick end to the repression of independent voices in Russia.
Volker Turk singled out what he calls the persecution of opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who died in prison last month, and then lamented dozens of conflicts around the world, widespread violations of human rights law that have impacted millions, and displacements caused by war. Places where conflicts could escalate, Turk added, were the Middle East, the Horn of Africa, and Sudan. He told the Human Rights Council, "Rarely has humanity faced so many rapidly spiraling crises." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. Supreme Court has handed Donald Trump a major legal victory as he runs for re-election. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a unanimous ruling, the High Court said Trump could not be removed from the ballot in Colorado. The justices ruled that states, without action first from Congress, cannot use the Constitution's insurrection clause to keep presidential candidates from appearing on ballots. As a result, the court's move ends efforts in Colorado, Illinois, Maine, and elsewhere to disqualify Trump and kick him off the ballot. On social media, the former president issued a four-word statement: "Big win for America." Greg Clugston, Washington.
Texas's plan to arrest migrants who enter the U.S. illegally is headed to the Supreme Court in a legal showdown over the federal government's authority over immigration. Justice Samuel Alito on Monday issued an order that temporarily halts Texas's immigration law from going into effect until next week so the full court can decide what steps to take next. The law was set to take effect Saturday under a lower court's decision. On Wall Street, the Dow by 97 points. This is SRN News. A battle over religious freedom going on in Maine.
A federal judge has ruled that a Christian school in Bangor cannot qualify for a state tuition assistance program unless it submits to Maine's LGBT anti-discrimination policy. At least that's the rule while Cross Point Church's lawsuit against the state government plays out in court. First Liberty Institute, which is representing the church school, says it will appeal the judge's decision and seek an injunction at a higher court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Belarus lawmakers consider legislation banning the promotion of homosexuality similar to one that's already in place in Russia. Sponsors of the measure say it will establish administrative liability for anyone promoting homosexuality, abnormal relationships, and pedophilia. They've not specified what the potential punishments would be for breaking the law. Homosexuality was decriminalized in Belarus in 1994. This is SRN News. More than 61,000 pounds of steamed chicken soup dumplings sold at Trader Joe's are being recalled.
The Agriculture Department's Food Safety and Inspection Service noted the dumplings, which are produced by CJ Foods Manufacturing Beaumont Corporation, may be contaminated with foreign materials, specifically hard plastic. The 6-ounce Trader Joe's steamed chicken soup dumplings under recall have lot codes 03.07.25.C1-1 and 03.07.25.C1-2. John Scott reporting.
JetBlue and Spirit Airlines are ending their proposed $3.8 billion merger after a federal judge blocked the deal, ruling it would hurt competition. Both companies still believe in the benefits of a combination, but they felt it were unlikely to meet required closing conditions. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.